right now, here's an excellent opportunity for y'all to jump in the car and get up there and enjoy some of that fresh snow up there. Like I say, I think Snow Bowl got as much as 2 feet of snow. It was like at 17 inches Friday, Thursday afternoon, and it was still snowing. So, hot biggity dog. I know where I'd like to be. You know, I do have something to gripe about.
Oh, boy.
When we watch TV at home, folks, it's, you know, I don't, how many channels do we have? 7,000?
It feels like it. There's nothing on any of them.
How many do we watch? About four of them?
Yeah, at the most.
At the most. And now that the kids gave us Apple TV, we've got those things that you reach up in the sky, the cloud, and pull down shows you like, right?
Little apps, yeah.
Yeah, so we're watching a show called Heartland we really like, and then we really like Blue Bloods. So when we sit in front of TV, it's either, you know, it's a game, it's a football game, or it's one of the pre-shows. Staying in the motel the other night, I got in the room early, and I thought, well, I'll just watch a little TV. And I don't know how many channels were available there, but I was just flipping through the main network stations.
Find lots of good stuff?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There wasn't a show on that wasn't about some social mayhem dysfunction. What happened to I Love Lucy and Andy Mayberry?
Maybe that's why there's so much sleep deprivation. You go to sleep watching that kind of stuff
Good
and you have bad dreams.
Night. I mean, it was disgustingly horrible. And that's what people are consuming every night for entertainment? I mean, what does that do to your heart?
Well, let's don't be old people. Talk about the good old days.
I can remember the day. You remember when we lived in New River? The kids, we had a VCR, man. We had a double VCR so we could even reproduce the VCRs. And the kids would record I Love Lucy every afternoon. And when I'd get home at night, we'd have dinner, and we'd all sit down together and watch I Love Lucy.
And looking forward to the Disney movie of the week. Those were fun.
On Sunday afternoons, always had the Wonderful World of Disney barbecues.
Well, I just think we need to be careful what we let our kids consume. You know, we can act like the victims, or we can be proactive and intentional about providing good things to put in their little minds and hearts. You're not going to talk it out of them. You know, oh, this is such trash. Oh, and then they're just going to tune you out. Oh, there's that old grandpa again.
You talking about me?
Or as a parent or a grandparent. So I think the key is to put good things in. You know, we used to read biographies to the kids and tell them hero stories, real heroes. You know, good character.
I got to thinking about it on the drive back. And that must be what everybody wants to see, right?
They're obviously making money doing it, or they wouldn't keep doing it.
I mean, that
it
must be what people are demanding.
Asking for.
Why would you go home, sit down, and be entertained by watching socially dysfunctional events that revolve around the worst traits of human nature?
You talking about the news?
The news. No, the news was funny this week. The news was really funny this week. Listen, folks, if y'all want to start a rosy movement, we need to storm the halls of Congress.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean
we
to
We need
divert.
To storm the halls of Congress right now and just sit our representatives and our senators down and wag our finger at them, just like Jan Brewer did, and wag our finger at them and say, we can solve this health plan stuff really, really easy. We want what you have.
There you go.
I think we should storm the Capitol and demand, hey, this is a lot easier than you guys are making it. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat or independent or socialist or communist. It doesn't matter. We just want what you voted in for yourself. Can I get like a movement started on that? It is so much easier than they're making it. We fought a war so nobody sits on a throne, right? And they're all getting elected and sitting on thrones up there and continue to grant themselves higher and higher levels of compensation and packages. And they look down at us, the little voting, tax-paying scum, and demand more and more and more. I'm change subject.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Ruffles my feathers just a little bit. I don't think this health plan is near as complicated as they're making it.
So where are you going from here?
Oh, man. I'm going to take a deep breath. And encourage everyone to stay positive. Listen, we're going to have an interview here in a few minutes with someone from Arizona Game and Fish. If you're looking for a family activity that is absolutely 100% wholesome, stay tuned because we're going to have him on in the next segment interviewing him about the event going on out at the Ben Avery Shooting Facility on Carefree Highway just west of Interstate 17. It's going on today and tomorrow. Teach the kids how to fish, shoot archery, hunt. It's a blast.
And there's other things going on as well. Have you ever visited azcentral.com? They have that things to get out and do. This weekend at Fountain Hills, there's a fine art festival. So can you imagine being out by the fountain today?
That'd be a good day for that.
Great day for that.
Very good day for that.
The Pinal County Fair is in Casa Grande. They draw 20,000 people. They have live entertainment, all kinds of. I want to see that fairgrounds. Do you think it's any better than the
Maricopa County Fairgrounds? Well, you know, the governor's still asking for input on that.
Well, send me that. You're supposed to send me that email.
There's the website where Governor Ducey says, give us your input on what we could do to make the Arizona State Fair better. Jennifer's suggestion is bulldoze the property and start from scratch.
Well, you can save those couple little buildings on the McDowell Mountain site. And then one more really good one is the Falcon Field Open.
Yeah,
go out and watch the aircraft flyovers. There's a classic car show. And last one. Tempe Town Lake has their 14th annual Dragon Boat Festival. What a hoot.
Be all great activities, all outdoors, all fun. And Trace Rios is next weekend. That's another one we'll talk about some more.